The threat of deportation is growing for many immigrant families. Just ask the Macarios of Lynn, Massachusetts. 2 years ago, they said goodbye to their father when he was deported back to his native Guatemala after losing an asylum case. Last week, Isidro Macario, the eldest son who came to the U.S. illegally when he was 13 to join his parents, was accompanied by immigration officers at Boston's Logan Airport as he was sent back to Guatemala. Left behind, his three younger brothers, all U.S.-born citizens, and his mom, who's in sanctuary to avoid deportation. Shannon Dooling from member station WBUR met with the family just before Isidro was deported.
Erwin, Anthony, and Saul.
The Macario brothers, four of them in all, are looking at old school photos hanging on the wall in their apartment in Lynn, Massachusetts. They're poking fun at the haircut their dad gave one of them back in the third grade.
It was like a bowl cut.
There's a plastic pitcher of pink Kool-Aid on the kitchen table and a Bible sitting on top of the microwave. The youngest brothers come out of their room one by one. 21-year-old Erwin, 18-year-old Anthony, and 16-year-old Saul. They all know this could be one of their last nights together with their eldest brother, 27-year-old Isidro, who, after several years fighting his removal from the U.S., has run out of options.
You know, it didn't start yesterday. It's been going on for almost 8 years straight.
Isidro Macario says worrying about the future is just part of life for his family. They're accustomed to receiving regular doses of anxiety, letters from the Department of Homeland Security that seem to always come around Christmas time.
I remember most of the time we are in the living room receiving letters saying that our parents have to leave the country. And instead of, you know, having a table ready for the family, we get these letters or bad news. It always happens, so...
Isidro Macario has applied for different legal statuses, but criminal charges stemming from what his lawyer calls a trumped-up statutory rape allegation stood in his way. Those charges were dismissed in 2013, according to court documents, and he has no criminal convictions. He's the oldest brother, and after his father was deported back to Guatemala, he doubles as a parent to his younger brothers.
Por mi familia. Yo no los quiero dejar.
I'm here for my family. I don't want to leave my sons.
That's their mother, Marita. She's in the U.S. without documentation and has a pending immigration case. For nearly 2 months, she's been sheltered in a church in Greater Boston. She says she misses her sons, but the church is her safest option.
Yo estoy triste, pero a la vez estoy contenta porque estoy en buena familia, en buenas manos.
I'm sad, but I'm also content here, and I'm in good hands.
This type of family upheaval is becoming more common, say immigration advocates, especially in families like the Macarios, where different members hold different immigration statuses.
For example, an undocumented mom with two citizen children and a husband who has, let's say, TPS.
That's Ava Malona, director of the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. There are nearly 1 million foreign-born residents in the state. Half of them are naturalized citizens.
It's a huge concern emotionally, but also practically, because, you know, these individuals are part of the workforce, they're consumers, so it's really, really problematic and widespread.
For many immigrants, President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement priorities have created cavernous unknowns. At least, that's what it feels like to 16-year-old Saul Macario.
When I see it taking them one by one, that's how I see it. First, it was my dad, then my mom, my brother.
With the hood of his sweatshirt pulled down low over his forehead and his hair just slightly in his eyes, 21-year-old Erwin Macario says he's been thinking a lot about what it means to now be the oldest in the family.
It's a lot to take in, to take care of my little brothers. It's going to be a lot of responsibility, but at the same time, it's going to help me mature. And if anything, you know, I got them, and I'm going to push through just for them.
Erwin Macario says he can always get a second job to help make up for the missing income and keep what's left of the family intact. For Here and Now, I'm Shannon Dooling.